Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Sielski, Glenn Mack now going to one. We got Go Birds Radio at one. Is that correct with James and Elliot?
Yep.
There you go. Where are they going to be today? Do you know?
I think they're at Parks.
There you go. All right. Today's show, by the way, sponsored by Meridian Bank. Business banking at its best. Visit them at meridianbanker.com. All right, Mike, before I get back to the calls, you wrote an interesting column this week about two kind of desperate franchises in the NFL, which coincidentally are the franchises the Eagles are going to be playing in the next 2 weeks. One, let's talk about the Washington Commanders and the owner who is now under federal. When you get the Attorney General of the United States
yes.
blasting you in a news conference, things are not going your way.
No, it's not good for Dan Snyder these days. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Virginia is looking into allegedly deceptive business practices by the Commanders and Snyder. This, of course, came on the heels of the fact that ESPN had this big story about how dysfunctional the organization was and how much the other owners in the NFL hate Daniel Snyder, mostly because they aren't they want him to make them money, and he is not doing that.
Okay, but two things. One of the things that I noticed in this investigation is they're pulling in the NFL for cover-up.
Yes.
And that goes right to the commissioner.
It absolutely does.
And that's, listen, if you have one bad owner, you do, but if you're covering up and you're the NFL, that could be trouble for them.
Yeah, it absolutely could. Anytime the government gets involved, it's going to be trouble. So, look, it would be better for the NFL. It would be better for what had been one of the marquee franchises in the league if Daniel Snyder just went away. But if he's going to go away, he's going to go away kicking and screaming and hanging on to that franchise by, you know, his
fingernails. See, I don't know. I think at this point, if he's going to go away, he's going to go away with, he said, $6 billion. I don't think he's going to get that. But I will predict this franchise is going to sell within the next year for the most money of any North American sports franchise.
It is a
So that's his consolation prize is, here's a fortune.
Yeah. But he really has, it was his lifelong dream to own this franchise.
And he did.
And he did, and he ran it into the ground. And I think you're right. It would not surprise me to see whoever purchased it from him pay $6 billion because the potential on such an investment is so great. Because there's a generation of NFL fans that have forgotten or never knew how important Washington was to the league.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
And it was great going to games down there.
Yeah.
All right. The other franchise you wrote about is the Indianapolis Colts, in which the owner decided to fire Frank Reich, which I heard a lot of people say, yeah, it was time to fire him. Frank Reich had a winning record over the years and did it with a bad hand of like a new quarterback every other week.
5 years, five different starting quarterbacks at the start of each season.
Yeah. And had a winning record.
Yeah. Frank Reich was not the problem in Indianapolis. And the irony of this situation and talking about Dan Snyder is that the one owner who was outspoken about how damaging Snyder was to the NFL was Jim Irsay, which it makes it look like, hey, don't pay attention to what's going on with my franchise. Look at this guy who's doing it worse. You know, and then they hire Jeff Saturday, who had been an analyst at ESPN, had never coached at any level of football other than high school.
Right.
And Saturday gets hired basically because Jim Irsay thinks he's a righteous dude.
And they, I didn't see that in the resume. And they like have nobody, because they fired everybody who calls offensive plays. They're playing the Raiders tomorrow. Be interesting to watch that. And then when they play the Eagles next week, it's, I mean, boy, fortune favors the Eagles. Frank Reich, there's been a lot of talk. What's he going to do now? My hunch is he's just going to kind of relax, kick back. But I also think people say, is he going to go to work for the Eagles? My sense is that he's not going to go to work for the Eagles, but that Nick Sirianni is going to be on the phone with him a lot.
Yeah.
And that's great.
And that is great. They are tight. They're very close. Everybody knows the role that Reich played in the 2017 season. He was kind of the genius behind the Philly special in a lot of ways. He was the guy who repped it and got the team ready to run it in the moment that they did in Super Bowl 52. And he'll be a resource to Nick Sirianni, and nothing but a good one, I think. I have a lot of respect for Frank.
I do, too. Good man, too. JP in Wincombe, you're on with Mike and Glenn. Hey, JP.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Mike, I want to congratulate you for being a great replacement for the greatest of all time. And I think you're a fantastic columnist as well. So
thank
glad
you.
Glad you're with Glenn. Best show of the week.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Glenn has made it very, very easy.
Yeah, well.
Yep. Great co-host. So my comment, in order to get to the unsung, the comment is about the Phillies and the aftertaste, and there's been a controversy brewing during the daytime show about whether it's something positive or to be criticized because of the last three games of the World Series. And my strong feeling is that the Phillies were just simply beaten by a much better team with phenomenal pitching, and I'm so satisfied with what a phenomenal, entertaining run, great comebacks. That Harper home run will be, you know, enshrined with, you know, the pictures of Tugger and Lidge. I mean, it's one of the greatest moments in Philadelphia baseball history, period.
It is. So on that, you know, the day after, a couple days, game six, really disappointing. Why in the world did Thompson take out the pitcher? How come the offense died? Reese Hoskins, Jeezy Blue, another thing. But over time, JP, I think we all kind of, you know, deal with that and say, God, it wasn't a great season. It was a great month and a half or whatever. And enjoy that part. Celebrate that part.
There were too many fun moments to simply forget about them, right? There was the Hoskins home run and the bat spike.
Yeah.
There was...
Yeah. The Inside the Parker by Real Muto.
Exactly. The comeback in Game 4 against the Padres where they start bombing home runs all over the place. As you said, JP, the Harper home run in Game 5. The energy in the ballpark just for Game 3 of the World Series. Yeah, they go on and lose the series, but to be there that night and to feel that when Harper hits the home run in the first inning and they start piling on, you know, just because they didn't win doesn't mean that the feeling of what that night was about and the possibility that they could win a championship goes away. You hold on to those things.
Who is your unsung hero?
Well, I have to first put in a second emotion for whoever called in about Mixville, because he was fantastic on a horrible team in the 70s prior to the arrival of Big Mac, George McGinnis.
He was.
And then, of course, the doctor. I mean,
all right, so that's that one. Do you have one of your own?
I absolutely do. Sort of the Matisse Thybulle who could shoot, that was such an important bench player with the 83 Sixers, that'd be Clint, Mr. Hustle, Richardson.
Clint Richardson's not bad. Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Going back a ways for Kyle Quinn. Got to know who you're working with. Kyle Quinn, how many players can you name on the 1983 World Championship Sixers?
Tony, Ivoroni.
You knew that because it came up earlier.
Doc.
Yeah. Who was
Moses.
The center? There you go.
Okay.
Hall of Fame point guard.
Did I not say?
You didn't.
Okay.
Later coached the team.
Mo Cheeks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bang. Nicely done.
That's
okay.
Five.
All and right.
Then,
greatest sixth man of the era. His name came up earlier today. North Carolina's own. First name B.
Oh.
Bob.
I don't know.
Bobby Jones.
Stump.
Okay. That's all right. You did all right. That wasn't bad.
Not bad.
All right. Chris in Newark. Yeah, Newark. Hey, Chris. Got to get my Newarks from my Newarks.
Thanks for that, man. We're very good down there.
I know. That's important.
So you just said... over time. So can I start with my unsung hero based upon that over time?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
So 1980 was my teenage wheelhouse. And the last time the Phillies played the Astros, the Phillies would not have won the World Series or had advanced the World Series were it not for Manny Trio's right arm and his clutch bat.
Mm-hmm.
It was the NLCS, but I think maybe we've forgotten about him a little bit, even though he is on the Wall of Fame.
I think it's a good one in terms of what Mike said. If you think about that team, you think about Schmidt and Carlton and Rose and Luzinski and a whole lot of people before you get to Manny Trio. But you're right. They don't win without him.
Yeah.
He didn't spend a lot, was he? Like 4 years,
maybe?
4 years
is all he was with the Phillies.
Yeah, and yeah, certainly was a great contributor. It's not bad.
Those relay throws from right field from Dake McBride to Trio to Boone were Dave Parker-esque all-star game throws.
Yeah. You know what Manny Trio would do also? He'd pick up a routine ground ball and kind of hold it.
Yeah.
And look at it. And make the batter run. And then fire it over to Rose at, you know, 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ranger Suarez does that. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
you said this relates to your Phillies point today?
Well, no, that was just from the previous caller. You said, faded over time. But the Phillies can't keep paying everybody, can they? Can they buy a World Series championship? That being said, how imperative is it for the Phillies minor league players to come through and be the guys that they need them to be?
You need both. It's a great point to bring up because you need both, right?
Right.
The team from 08 to 11 was mostly homegrown.
Yes.
And they added free agents.
Smartly.
So, yeah. And I know Cliff Lee was after 08, but whatever. They added Cliff Lee, Halliday. I guess they got through Trey, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and the 07 team wasn't one that needed to make a big free agent move in order to win a championship.
Right.
You had guys like Shane Victorino and Jason Wirth who had been smart, strategic chances.
Yeah, boy, those were really good acquisitions.
That
they
Pat Gillick
nothing
took.
When they, yeah, Wirth was basically doing nothing, and they got him. Victorino was a Rule 5 guy.
Mm-hmm. Who Ed Wade had brought in.
Yeah. So, yes, those were good. This team has a lot of money. It has an owner who will spend. I think adding one primo free agent, the shortstop, whoever it is, this offseason will be it. But you do need those young players to come up because you have to balance your payroll with guys you can afford to pay. It's by earlier we talked about Brandon Marsh.
Right.
You're not going to go out and sign a high price center fielder. You got a guy who's fine.
Right. Just to read a quote from Dave Dombrowski during the GM meetings this week, quote, "We have complete flexibility to do what we like." So, yeah, they're going to spend. Not only are they going to spend because they want to win a World Series, they're going to spend because the fulcrum of the franchise, Bryce Harper, wants them to spend. You know, and he has John Middleton's ear. And so they're going to go out and they're going to get a shortstop. And I think, you know, our previous caller, Chris, is right that you've got to bring up some of those younger players. I think you'll see that more in the rotation with the possibility of one or two of these young arms kind of breaking through in 2023.
It's been a long time since we've been able to have a caller talk about our cheapskate franchise, whichever one it is.
Yeah.
A cheapskate owner.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get it with Lurie. You don't get it with Middleton.
No. And this playoff run
Sixers
helped.
Issue is not that they're cheap.
No. And the Phillies playoff run helped. You know, they had a long time there where people were not coming to the ballpark in the way that they had been. And now, you know, you're cresting upward in that regard, too, in popularity and in ticket sales.
Nancy in South Jersey's got some issues with the Sixers. What are you thinking, Nancy?
After listening on hold for a while, I feel like I'm piling on. But first of all, this has just been such a blah down week. I really miss baseball, and it's over. And there was no Eagles game to watch. You know?
I feel exactly the same way. It was a long week.
Yeah, and so my last resort is watching the 76ers, I guess, you know. And I won't say that. It's just that basketball is not my favorite sport. But I don't watch it. I enjoy the broadcast. One of the things I like best about the current Sixers broadcast is I love Kate Scott and Ala Abdelnaby.
Yep.
I think Kate Scott is great.
I do, too.
I love listening to her. And in this game against Toronto, even the announcers were bored. That's what stuck out at me, is that it was like a really dull day at the office, and they were just struggling for something to say. And that made me just start thinking, and I'm not a fire the coach person to jump on the bandwagon all the time, but while I'm listening to them, I'm thinking, well, what is so different here? And in this calendar year, you know, Rob Thompson came in and everything changed. And now John Tortorella's here and everything's changing. So maybe that is what needs to happen. You know, I just
we don't do Twitter polls, but I think if we did a Twitter poll, should Doc Rivers be fired, it would be 85% yes.
I agree. I agree with Glenn there. I think that it might, number might even be low.
I don't know if Doc's wife has a burner account.
I agree. I agree
done.
With that, with what I'm hearing from all your callers all week
yes,
long on the station.
That is correct. Nancy, yeah. Who's your unsung hero?
My unsung hero is Joe Blanton.
Ooh,
wow.
He toiled in the shadow of
not bad.
All of those other superstars, and he was always, you know, he was not great. But he was always good. He was reliable.
And they don't win without him. That's Kathy. Nancy, that's really good.
That's a good one.
It's one of the two that I really like today, both by women.
Yeah. How about it? Although I think I should, you know, Pedro Feliz was, I think, I don't know anybody's topped that yet.
Hey, I know people at Chi Vintage Sports. I can work it out for you.
I need a T-shirt, Glenn.
Yeah, I can make that happen.
Okay.
All right, we got one segment to go. 215-592-9494. We look forward to talking to you with Mike Sielski. I'm Glenn Mack now. Don't call me Doc. United Tires Black Friday Super Pricing has arrived. Get some of their best tires at the very best prices now. They're offering up to $120 off select sets of BF Goodrich and Michelin tires now through Cyber Monday. Call or go to unitedtire.com for...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire... Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like... What happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.